Hey, speaking of great places to eat, when you think about hiking Arizona and eating around Arizona, who's the first person that comes to your mind?
Boots and Burgers.
Roger Naylor.
RogerNaylor.com. He's got a new book out, Arizona Scenic Roads and Hikes. And it just also happens to feature locally owned hamburger joints all across the state of Arizona.
So he kind of tied two books in together in one here?
Yes, he did. His new book, Arizona Scenic Roads and Hikes. There isn't a book he's got out that I don't page through on a frequent basis. RogerNaylor.com, if y'all want to take a look at it. He's got some real secret spots in some really out-of-the-way areas. Yuma, Cottonwood, Superior, Prescott, Sierra Vista, they're all there. So another great opportunity to get out and enjoy Arizona.
And you can also do that at ArizonaStaycation.com. We've got our Sanderson Ford Staycation. You can sign up and register there. We have already drawn for December, but you can enter now for drawing in January, and that's to Lake Havasu. And you're like, why Lake Havasu in the wintertime? Wouldn't you go in the summer when you can boat? Well, when we designed that calendar, it was all around events, and they have the big hot air balloon show in Lake Havasu. I haven't heard if it's on or off yet, but the staycation alignments were already lined up. So regardless, it'll be a great time to get out.
Anytime's a good time to go to Havasu. Really.
Let's get to Jeff. He wants to talk about cold air coming out of his heater. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, Zee, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time. I learn something every time I listen to you. And I learned that it's been 4 years since I've had any red meat, so the burger thing kind of got me hankering here. But way back, there was the best burger I had a long time ago was a place called Ed DeBevick's, if you remember.
Oh,
that.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they had a great one. But anyway, since it started to get a little cooler outside, obviously my heater's not running, but as I walk through the house, I can feel cold air kind of coming out of the vents with nothing turned on. Now, I do have an EVAP on the roof in addition to my gas pack unit,
okay.
And I'm wondering if it's leaking through the EVAP into the ductwork, and if so, how do I stop that?
Yeah, it very well could be. Generally, what we did, Jeff, is when we used to install those evap coolers connected to the same ductwork as an air conditioner, we'd put what's called a cookie sheet underneath the evap cooler that you would slide in when the evap cooling season was done, just so you wouldn't get backdrafted through there. But what you're feeling is exactly that. In the cooler mornings, at my house, if I sit in one particular chair in the breakfast room with the air conditioner not on, you can feel a small little cooler draft coming out of the ceiling register right down the back of your neck. So that's exactly what you're experiencing. You can tarp your evap cooler, which very well may cut down on that. Just get a good canvas tarp. Wrap it around the outside of the evap cooler. It'll help, drain it, get it all cleaned out for the winter, let it sit empty, let it sit dry all winter long, and then cover it. They actually, Phoenix Tent and Awning actually makes covers for them with elastic pulls at the bottom. You can just tie them off. That'd be another way you could probably try and solve and help that as well. I thought what he was going to ask. Go ahead.
Well, you're talking about the peat pack?
There's just been one or two cool mornings, but it hasn't been cold enough yet in the Phoenix area to make that happen.
So if you have an electric heater,
yeah.
It feels like it's blowing cold air, but it's not. It's still warm air. It's just not the hot heat you would think.
If you're used to a gas furnace.
There's a few hours in the wee dawn of the morning. Yeah. If it gets down under, let's say around 35, 34, that it just doesn't have that hot air feel. But it's still blowing out warm air, and it is heating your house. It's slowly. It feels cold. But
it's lower than your body temperature. A heat pump,
right.
A heat pump will only spit air out of the register at about 90 or 92 degrees. So when you put your hand up there, you think, why is my heater blowing cool air? 92 will warm your house up to 76 or 78, whatever you got. But it takes a long time. And with a heat pump, never touch your thermostat in the winter. You cannot heat your house up in the early morning when you wake up, or heat up the bathroom early when you go in the morning. Set the temperature and just leave it alone.
And again, that's
why I like
that's really only when it gets below 35, which we have very few of those
and
days.
And wet. Yeah. Does the same thing, which hopefully we'll see again sometime.
Yeah,
in the future.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Belgar, we had somebody trying to find their new design center. It is in Tempe. Now, it's right against the freeways, but it is hard to, because you got to come off, you got to get to the light and turn back around. So make sure you go to rosieonthehouse.com in the landscaping category. Get the address, 1919 West Fairmount Suite 5 in Tempe. And they've got a beautiful new design showroom with areas for training and install. If you're looking to do it yourself, you can get all the education. We talked in the Landscape Outdoor Living Hour at 8 o'clock about raised gardens.
That's
right. Pavers make a great raised gardens. And there's you don't have to do a rectangle one. Look up a keyhole garden. It looks like an old-fashioned keyhole. So where you walk into the center and, you know, 80% around you is surrounded by gardens. So you don't have to walk around in circles. You can stand in one spot and pivot, you know, 360.
You don't even have to bend over.
Just, right.
Yeah, it's stand-up gardening.
So that's a great great do-it-yourself, or if you're looking to do an outdoor kitchen, whatever the case. But do look up the address if you've never been there before, so you're not driving around, because they are open on Saturdays, but most of that industrial complex is not, so you can tend to get lost in there. So until next Saturday, if you have questions about your home, castle, or cabin, rosieonthehouse.com, or you can give us a call. That number we answer all week, 888-767-4348.